VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Former acting FBI Chief Andrew McCabe says top congressional leaders did not object in 2017 when he told them that the law enforcement agency had opened a counterintelligence investigation of President Donald Trump on the suspicion that he might have ties to Russia. Days before, Trump had fired James Comey, director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who then was leading the FBI's investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election and possible Trump campaign links to Moscow. McCabe told CBS in an interview aired Sunday that a crime may have been committed when Trump fired Comey. 16 U.S. states are suing the Trump administration over the president's declaration of a national emergency so he can get funds to build a border wall. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
California's Attorney General Javier Becerra is filing suit against the Trump administration. He says the emergency declaration violates the Constitution, adding that President Trump treats the rule of law with utter contempt. Democratic attorneys general from other states are joining in, including New York, Connecticut, Illinois, and Colorado. The states suing the president say by diverting military funding for building a wall, their economies and their military needs will suffer. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An environmental group and three Texas landowners across whose property the wall would be built have also filed lawsuits. The White House has not yet responded to the state's lawsuit, but it had anticipated court challenges to the emergency declaration. Trump said he declared the national emergency because he was unhappy with the amount of money Congress authorized for border security. Much of his campaign was centered on a vow to build the wall. From Washington, this is VOA News. India says Pakistan should stop